Should we start?
Please.
Okay. So I picked out an Inyan, which could be the Davinenu, something which people have to know about, which is the din in Kriyas HaTorah. In Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah, Simen Kuf Lamed Hey, Sif Beis. In Bitlu Shabbos Achas Kriyas HaParsha, B'tzibur, the Shabbos Habo, Karin Oisa Parsha, Ima Parsha, Hashayocha, Lo Oisa Shabbos. This is a din, if let's say they miss laning in a shul. So then the next Shabbos, the halacha is that they make up the laning that they missed that Shabbos. Now, this halacha comes from the Or Zeruah, and I'll say over the Or Zeruah basically what happened over there, which is like this. It's the Or Zeruah and Simin Mem Hei and Hilchot Shabbos. Maisa Hoya Bekolonia, that's the place. I think that's Cologne. Where is that?
Germany.
Germany? Okay. Germany. Shabbos Emor. That a person made a thing called a kibul. It's mentioned a few places in Shulchan Aruch. They had this thing that if somebody had a taina, like a, you know, in Lashon Aramis, that's a taina. Usually it was either that his baal din didn't show up to Bez Din, and he was upset that no one was forcing him, or if he had a taina that he felt that he was being taxed by the kehila more than he deserved. So he would make a kibul and he would stop the minion. And nobody could go weiter until they satisfy his requests, his times. So they had this person doing this, and he made a real big protest, and they missed the whole Shabbos Emor. So the next week, Tziva Harav Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Shimon Zatzal, Lahaschil Me Emor, he said, then next week, make up the Emor that they missed, Likra Gambaha. So the Or Zeruah says, why can you do this? Because in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, I'll read the words, Lefisha Mimois Moshe Rabbeinu Olam HaShalom, Tiknu Lahashlim Kol Shono Lahashmiya Mitzvos V'chukim. They made a takana Mimois Moshe Rabbeinu to finish the whole Torah, that you should know all the Torah. Now, Agav Urcha, I don't know why he's saying that. I mean, the Gemara says in Megillah that in some places they did in 3 years. So what does he mean that from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu they made a thing to finish every year? I'm not sure. But it's what he says. So the ein lecha loymar kivan she'avar zman kriyasa holcha lo oisa parsha. So you can't say that if you missed the Shabbos, you lost your parsha and you can't do it. Ki ein keva beparshiyos. There is really no set thing about doing a certain parsha this week or that week. Likra is parsha zu b'Shabbos zu v'zu b'Shabbos zu. Elo ki kenis dura parshiyos. You just should go in order and finish. And he says, Uriah Ladover, I'll show you, Uriah, that there's no set parshas, because whenever you have a yomtiv, so you skip to yomtiv laning, and then next week you don't say, oh, I missed the Shabbos. You just pick up wherever you were left off. So the same thing over here. So that's the psak of the Or Zeruah, and the Ramah just brings down the halacha part, and he says, if you missed the Shabbos, then just next Shabbos you do too. Now, the question is, what happened if the week that they missed was a double parsha? Let's say Vayakol Pekudin, right? It's a double parsha. What do you do now? So this din, this question is brought right in the Magen Avraham on the page, right there in Kuf Lamed Hey. And he says, then you lost it forever. You can't make it up. Why? So his reason is because we never have three parshas laned on 1 week. The maximum you ever find is two and not three. And Mimela, you can't do three. So Elamai, he says, how about doing two? No, we don't do Takonis L'chatzoyim. Either you make it up or you don't make it up. Mimela, you skip the whole thing. Okay, that's what he says. And what happens if they didn't lane for more than one Shabbos? So the Mishnah Berurah says, according to that Svara that the Magen Avraham brought down, it's also the same thing. You don't do anything as far as the 2 weeks ago because you can't lay three parshas. But here, at least you can make up 1 week of it because, you know, that's not called a takana lechatzoin. You fixed up last week's at least. You just didn't fix up 2 weeks of it, but at least you fixed up one of the weeks. Now, that's the reason given by the Magen Avraham in the name of the Maharam Mintz, that we never do three parshas, and that's the only thing you have to be concerned with. So you stick with that rule, you don't do three parshas. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings, though, another reason from the Vilna Gaon. Why, if you missed more than one Shabbos, you can't make it up. And the Vilna Gaon just says like three words. He says, just like tashlumin for tefillah, so too there's tashlumin for Kriyas HaTorah. That's all the Gra does. Makes it sushtel from tefillah to Kriyas HaTorah. So Zok the Mishnah Berurah, based on those little few words of the Vilna Gaon, I hold that if you miss two Shabbosim in a row, then you can't make them up, because just like by tefillah, if a person missed Ma'ariv and Shacharis, he can't make up by Mincha so far behind. He's only allowed to do the one Hasmuchala. So the same thing here, you can only make up the Leining Hasmuchala. So in other words, it comes out that there's like three, well, I forgot to say, and then after that, the Mishnah Berurah says, but others entirely disagree with this whole thing, and they say, the Eliyahu Rabbah says, I don't care how many parshiyos you missed and how many weeks you missed, make them all up. So there comes out really like three shittas. You have the Eliyahu Rabbah who says, just make up everything. And the Aruch HaShulchan also goes with that. Aruch HaShulchan says, I hold, I don't see any svar in any of these things. The din is, whatever you missed, you make up when you finally get back to a shul. It can be 20 parshas. I don't care. Whatever it is, you make it all up when you get back to shul. And the Maharam Mintz has his shita, two parshas is the maximum. And Memela, he's like the most machmer in a way, because he's saying that even if you just missed, let's say, Vayakal Pekudei, then you can't make it up, even though it's only one Shabbos. Because the Maisi, you can't link three parshas. And then you have the Vilna Gaon, the way that the Be'er Halacha, not the Be'er Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah, is learning up the Vilna Gaon, that since it's sugestelt to tefillah, you get one Shabbos to make up. So that's like in between. So like Vayakal Pekudei, you would be able to make up. You just wouldn't be able to make up like if it was 2 weeks, because that's not smuchel. So the Iker question that I want to deal with is that I saw a tshuva from the Maharam Shik, and he talks about making up. And he says the svara of the Maharam Mintz that you can't make up, you know, for 2 weeks, for example. And he says, at first, I thought probably really the Maharam Mintz meant the Vilna Gaon svar. He didn't say it in the name of the Grah. He thought of it himself. He said, he probably means that by tefillah, you found you only can do the one next to it. So here too, you can only do the one next to it. He says, but I know for sure that that's not really the pshat. And he says he has two rayas. He says, I want to show two rayas that the inyan of making up by Kriyas HaTorah has nothing to do with making up by tefillah. First of all, because by making up for davening, it says mefurish in the Gemara, it's only if he forgot by mistake. But if a person on purpose skipped Shemoyin Esrei, skipped Shacharis or Mincha, he cannot make it up. And here, the Lashon of the Mechaber is, im bitlu Shabbos achas kriyas ha-parsha b'tzibur. The Lashon is mefurish, that they were mevatel. And if you look in Tfilas HaShachar in the Gemara, it says from the Lashon bitlu, we could be medayik, that's even b'mezik. So it comes out, he tainis, since Lashon Shulchan Aruch is bitlu, then that means even b'mezik. So you see that it's not al tashlumin, because if it would be al tashlumin, bitul b'meis doesn't have tashlumin. And you find that in other things too, like if a person was mevatel havdala b'meisid motzei Shabbos, so the Ran already says he can't make it up on Sunday. It's because the same idea, it's only for shoygeg. The same thing if somebody missed Kiddush Friday night b'meisid, so there's a machlokes rishonim if you're allowed to make up Kiddush Shabbos day for Friday night. And the Bach explains, what's the machlokes? I don't remember who it is. The Tur brings two rishonim. The one who says that if you were mevatel b'meisid, you could make it up. That's because it's not making up. It's the din is make Kiddush anytime you want over Shabbos. It's not b'toyas being tashlumin. It's b'toyas that is the real time of Kiddush anytime you want. So the other Rishon says Friday night is the time for Kiddush. Shabbos day is only tashlumin, and we never give you tashlumin when you did it b'meisid. So anyways, you see this thing, kosel of shani u'mishulish, that we don't give you tashlumin b'meisid. And yet, when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, it says bitlu even b'meisid, they let you make it up next week. What's pshat? That's one hara he makes. Then he says another hara. We know that when a person...
Isn't there a difference? Does it differentiate bitlu? It's talking about tzibur, right? The key of laning is tzibur, whereas all these other things are for the yachid.
I hear that is a chilik, but I was thinking about your chilik actually today, but I mean, is that a reason to say about mezid and shogeg, would it be connected with that? You're saying somehow what a mezid of a yachid is more severe or something that we wouldn't give a chance to make it up?
There's personal responsibility and then there's public responsibility.
You're saying maybe there would be a makom to be mechalik that we give a bigger, more chance one over the other. Okay. That's his first rai. The second rai he says is we know that if a person forgot Shmoneh Esrei and he has to make it up, first he does the appropriate Shmoneh Esrei for that zman. For example, he forgot Shacharis. First, take care of doing the regular normal mincha. After you do the mitzvah of the shah, you do the makeup one. And it's makiv even. You're not allowed to do it the other way. And if you did the other way, it's makiv. So you see that you always do the ikar one first. And this after that, you do the makeup one. And here, what do you see? It said, we saw the story. They missed Emor. So next week, the Orzarua said that the Rav Paskin do Emor and then Bahar. Now, if it was the idea of Tashlumin, then Zokta Maram Shik, you should be doing Bahar, and which is the main one for the time, and then Emor as a makeup. So Zokta Maram Shik, all this leads me to believe that the idea of laning has absolutely nothing to do with Tashlumin. It's simply that there's no problem in the first place. Because, okay, Lichatchila, you did Emor last week and Bahar this week. If not, do Emor and Bahar this week. The main thing is over the year, finish. You just start with Bereshis and end with Mezayis HaBracha and get it in through all the Shabbosim of the year. So it's not an inyan of Tashlumim at all, and that solves all the problems. That's why even
isn't
if it's
isn't that what we say about being Maver Sedra also, right?
You mean about if a person skipped Maver Sedra 1 week?
Right.
There's a shita that says, there's a day that says as long as you finish it up before Sukkot Torah,
right,
you're still good. So it's like that kind of idea. Right.
So why does it have to be Ketzidra?
Oh, well, that's just Lechatchila to do it in order too. Why not? I mean, you're supposed to lane in order, that makes sense, you're marshaling the Torah in order. So that's what the Maram Shik wants to take out of this whole thing. That you see has nothing to do with Tashlumin. It's even b'meizid, and you go in order. And actually, the Elia Rabba, when he paskins that you do even 10 parshas, he basically says this in like two lines. He says, look at the reason given, which is what I quoted before from the Urzarua, which is basically says it straight up, that the Urzarua says, I already read it before, that the Inyan is that the Hashlim Kol Hashana the Torah of Mitzvot Chukim to hear it all. And there is no such thing as a parsha. Ein keva v'parsha yos likra parsha zu b'shabazu b'zu b'shabazu. Basically says it straight out. So Mimela, he paskins the same. He says, I know for my Rebbe, you know, the Maram Shik's Rebbe was a Chassam Sofer. And he says, my Rebbe told me that his Rebbe, Rav Nosson Adler, went and did Lamaisa, such a thing that somehow, I don't know what happened, the shul couldn't lane for a few weeks. And he went when they finally got back to shul and laned all the parashiyas halacha Lamaisa. And that's what he holds you should do Lamaisa. So the question is, and what are we going to do with the Gra? What are we going to do with this Gra over here that says that it's like Tashlumin of Tefillah?
What do you think? But it really isn't, because Lamaisa Tashlumin of Tefillah, you do the same Shemoneh Esrei twice, you never say the Shemoneh Esrei that you missed.
Oh, you mean it's not even the same thing exactly?
You
do it differently too, a little.
Right.
It's like you do two minchas. You don't do the one you missed. It's like you
right, exactly. You did right.
Wherever you're up to, even if like, yeah, if you're, uh-huh. So like it's not even exactly the same thing. Right. Okay, that's another ha'ara. So now, on one of the ha'aras, I didn't realize in the beginning, but the Be'er Halacha, Mamish talks about this question. If the shul missed the laning on purpose, do we tell you to do two parashas next week? So he brings a list of paiskim that say yes, even if it's b'mezid, which is really what the Maram Shik said. But he says, I hold that l'fi the Gra, you don't do it. Because since the Gra said it's like Tashlumin, Mamish says this. And Tashlumin, we all know, you don't do by b'mezid. So therefore, if you did it b'mezid, no Tashlumin. So that's what he says in the name, he says according to the Gra. But the question still remains, even if you'll say that, even though the Maram Shik is medayik, the Lashon of Machara doesn't sound that way from the word bitlu, all right, you'll have to live with it. Say bitlu is be'oinus.
I'm sorry, could Rebbe say the Lashon of the Gra again?
The Lashon of the Machaber.
Of the Gra.
In bitlu Shabbos Achas Kriyas HaParsha B'Tzibur. Right, if they were mevatel, b'Shabbos Achas Kriyas HaParsha B'Tzibur, then l'shabbos habo koyrin oisa parsha in parsha shaycha loisa shabbos. That's the lashon of the Ramah in Simin Kuflam and Hay Sif Beis.
Yeah, what's the Gra?
And the Gemara, I think it's in Chav Vav in Shabbos in Brachos, says bitel kriyashma or some. I think it says there bitel kriyashma. The Gemara says midika tani bitel shma mino debemezid of something like that. I don't have the exact lashon by heart. So he says the Maram Shik sign is, if it says the word bitol, probably means like the Gemara's word bitol, should be b'mezid. Okay, so obviously the Be'er Halacha is not so worried about that. He says you could say the Gra, free the Gra means shaking. But how about the other Ara? Why don't you have to lane the main Parsha first, you know, before the makeup Parsha? And what I think is like the strongest Kash is, look up the Or Zeruah inside, and you'll see that the Or Zeruah is not saying Al Tashlumin. So this was my problem. But then I went through the whole Or Zeruah, and I saw that there's a second reason given in the Or Zeruah. And I think that that's where all of this is coming from. Meaning, I think this is where this whole idea of the Magen Avraham, that you can't lay more than two parashas, and which he's saying in the name of Maramitz, and also the Gra. I think it's all coming from the second part of the Or Zeruah. Because he writes like this. He says, and maybe you'll argue with me. He says, maybe there really is an idea of there's a minig, every week has its own parsha. And therefore, somebody will say, if you missed the parsha, you missed the parsha. But he says, even then, I think I'm right. And he tells Tzu, a Gemara in Sukkah Nun Hei. It says over there in the Gemara that every single day of Chol Hamoed Sukkos had a specific shir that they would sing in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Braisa said, what if one of the days of Chol Hamoed turned out to be a Shabbos? So the Braisa, well, on Shabbos you have a different shir. You say Mizmer Shir Leima Shabbos, you have to, Shabbos overrides. So now what do you do on Sunday? So the Braisa says, you do the one that you were supposed to do on Shabbos, and you'll have to do it on Sunday, and you lose the very last shir. In other words, you know, you continue on where you were holding, and you know, it's what was supposed to be Shabbos will be done Sunday, and then you'll have one day less of Chol HaMoed, and the last year you'll never do. So Zokter Zarua, so even if you say that there's a set one for every week, let's say Nosoi is this week, Baloischa next week, each one, but you see that what do you do if you couldn't do one? You don't say we skip it and we're just going to go and do the next. You do the one from Shabbos the next week. So Memela, here where they skip Emor, so then next week we don't just say Emor's gone. No, next week you'll do Emor.
And we double up. That's how we double up Parshas, and that's how we single out Parshas.
Okay, so he's basically saying...
It's going according to the calendar, close to what you can fit in. It's not going according to a Bedavka, particular Shabbos.
Well, right, but now that is really what you're saying is what he said the first Svara. And the second Svara, he's saying, well, maybe once they already set it up, now already there is a certain Parsha per Shabbos. That's what he's wondering to say. Maybe now they already said it. What's that?
But Lamaise is not the case. Sometimes we have a Yaakov Pagude, sometimes we have a Yaakov and a Pagude.
Okay, well, that is the setup. I'm saying that is the setup. You know, that's whoever made the minig did that. But now, if this shul didn't lay, does that change the system? So he's saying, he's claiming that maybe we would say, now there's already Parsha. I think I wrote down the words that he says. Afilu tema yesh keva b'shabbosos. Even if you'll say there is a set thing each Shabbos, b'kriyas ha-parshios. And there's a certain parsha set for each parsha. Afilu hachi ein lanu levatel v'lidchos oisa parsha sholinikris b'shabbata. Still, we can't lose the parsha that we missed. Why? Like the shear, and then he brings the whole Gemara with the shear and sukkah. But if something happened and you missed the shear, you don't just say goodbye to that one and we'll do the one from Sunday. You do the Shabbos one the next week. Then he just asks, well, if it's like the shear, by the shear you end up losing the one at the end, the last one. So why don't we say here that maybe we should do Emor next week and lose Bahar? So he says, no, the answer is Poshet. Because there's no problem having two parshias in one Shabbos, because we have a lot of times Vayaklam Pekude or whatever, you have two in one. So Memela, you could say that last week's one moves to this week, and this week's one stays on this week. You could have this Chiyav and that Chiyav together, they're not clashing. By a Shir, he says, we have a Klal, Ein Medalgin B'Shir. You can't have a Shir that starts in one capital and you skip to another capital. So over there, you have no choice. You can only do one capital per shear. So you're going to have to move the Shabbos one to Sunday, and you'll be stuck in Farfal, and you won't be able to do the Sunday one at all. But when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, even if you move the Chiyah from last Shabbos to this Shabbos, you can still keep the next Shabbos one also, because you can have two parshias at the same time. That's what he says. So I believe that this is the Makor for what the Magen Avraham is passing. He is saying that the way it works is that there are set Shabbases, and every Shabbos has a certain Parsha, and we are able to take last Shabbos, which was missed, and put it on to the next Shabbos, such like we do by the Shear. And like the Arzarua says, we can still hold on to next Shabbos' Chiyuv at the same time. So you have like two Chiyuvim. You have last week's Chiyuv and this week's Chiyuv because we have two Parshas. And that's why the Maram Mintz Paskins that you can't do three, because there is no such thing as having three Parshas on a Shabbos. Meaning like he's of the opinion that there is a set system. You can't just say, do whatever you want. You can lay in like 10 Parshas, one Shabbos, and then skip some Shabbos and then do it as long as you get done by Simchas Torah. He doesn't hold that way. He holds there's Parsha per Shabbos. And there's a thing, though, that you could move one Shabbos over to the next as long as it fits into the rules of two Shabbos. So now, I believe that the Vilna Goyim is also going with that idea in mind. But what the Vilna Goyim is doing is he's coming to answer a weakness in the Arzarua Svar. which is there's a Ruah saying, just like we find by the Parshiyos, I'm sorry, by the Shir, that if one of the days of Chol Hamoed was a Shabbos and you lost that Shir, you move it to Sunday. So too, he wants to say that's the same thing over here by Kriyas HaTorah. Now, there's a big difference. Shabbos, I mean, think to yourself. Listen to what the Rizur was saying here.
Somebody actually moved their phone.
From Sukkah, right? Which is talking about if Shabbos was a day of Chol Hamoed. Now, that is a thing that's the whole calendar is that way. It's not a private thing that one shul had an issue. That is how the calendar is across the globe. So over there, we see that you take the shear of Shabbos and you move it to the next day. But how does the Zeruah know? I mean, thinking about what the Zeruah is concerned with, he's saying, maybe you missed it. You know, maybe you the last week was Emor. You didn't make it. You didn't make it. You missed it. So he's saying, you didn't miss it. You see, by the shear, we'll just move it on to the next day. Well, that's because that's the whole way the calendar works, so you move it. But it may be Emor didn't move because one shul didn't lay an Emor. Emor stayed where it was. So there's a weakness in that sushtel from Sukkah to the shul that didn't lay an Emor. So maybe the Gra came to fix that. And what the Gra is saying is, but we know that the Chachamim do make a takana for a one person. We see by Tashlumin that the whole world's up to Mincha now. One person missed Shachris. So the Chachamim don't say, we're up to Mincha now. I'm sorry you missed Shachris. You know, the world's on, is moved on. I'm sorry for you. They don't say that. They say, we'll make a takana for you, that you will be able to move your thing from Shachris to Mincha and do it over. So too, over here, the Chachamim will move the Parsha of Emor for your shul to next week, even though you're not the whole world. So in meaning, what I'm trying to teach is that the Vilna Goin is trying to strengthen the Ur Zeruah. That Avada, the Yisoid of it is, that the Parsha is set. And you can't just do many Parshas. You can only, like the Mishnah Berurah's Medai, you cannot make up from 2 weeks ago. According to Vilna Goin, if you miss 2 weeks in a row, you cannot make it up. Just like by Shmoy Nasri. If you miss two Myrian chakras, you can only make up the closest one to the one which you are now. And the idea of that is because you are making up. It is really set. There's a parshas Emor for this week, parshas Bahar for the next week, parshas for the next week. So they're going to help you. And the Vilna Goin is just trying to show us from Tashlumin that they're gonna that they help your yach. Ah, according to them,
yeah. What would happen if you knew it? Like, what would be the halacha? I don't know if this ever comes up, but how? Let's say you have a sefer Torah now. The Tzibur has a sefer Torah now, but they know next week they're not going to have a sefer Torah.
No, okay, go ahead.
Right. I know now. Ah. Now I have a Sefer Torah by Sheh Husham. Next week, I'm not going to have a Sefer Torah. The person who owns a Sefer Torah is leaving.
Yeah, very good. You know,
so then, also, what, then
that should
what,
be a good nafkamina, right? If you right. go with the idea of the Zeruah, the way it seems to be, like, and how the like Eliyahu says, it doesn't really matter. There's no real set takana. You don't have to do it on that Shabbos. So then it makes sense to me that perhaps you could go ahead. I mean, I don't know Lemaisa, but it's a mockum to say it. Mashenkin, if you say that it's like a takona, like we find in other tashlumin type of things, then already we never found that, a takona to go ahead. So then it would be much harder, you know, probably, I for sure the Mishnah Berurah is really saving on that grow that has to go with Hilchos Tashlumin. The Chayr is push it, you wouldn't be able to do that. Yeah, okay, that's a good shmak and afghanina. Oh, so now I want to come back to the question that the Maram Shik asked. He said, if it's Taka Mitzad Tashlumin, then how is it that you do Emor before Bahar? shouldn't the Bahar be, since that's the Chayvah Sasha, you know, you always do the first. The answer is the Vilna Gaon never meant to say that it's B'Toiras Tashlumin Mamash. It's like the Shir. The Or Zeruah says we're not comparing to Tashlumin of Mincha. The Or Zeruah says it's like the Shir, that if you missed the Shir of Shabbos, you do it on Sunday. That's not called Tashlumin. That means you just move it on. The Vilna Gaon, when he said it's like Tashlumin, he was using one nekuda, that we help a yachid. We do a takana for a yachid, even if the klal is already weiter. We will go and do a takana for you. Now, in the case of mincha or a mayor missing, so there they do the takana. What do? They say, do tashlumin. And then that would also help for a menachem, that the pshat is, it's a, you know, it's tashlumin rules. You do two minchas. You don't do chakras, you miss chakras. It's, you know, it's a special thing at the kind of doing tashlumin, two minchas. So over there, that's what you do. Over here, they help you in a different way. They say, if you missed Emor last week, so we'll make you a new week for Emor. Your week for Emor is this week. So it's not tashlumin, it's really for you. This week is Emor and Bahar. The whole world, it's just Bahar. For you, we made a pivot for you. It's Emor and Bahar. So if your week is Emor and Bahar, why not? Do it in order, Emor and Bahar. And still, I believe that what the Mishnah Berurah is saying is correct. He says that, I think, according to the Gra, if they were Mavatal at Bemezid, then you cannot lay in Emor anymore. I still think that would be right, because you need to have a smach that the Chazal are out there to help you. And we know that the Chazal help people who are b'shoigeg, but if the person didn't do Avdol b'mezid or he didn't daven b'mezid, they don't help him. So then the Chazal will really say to him, I'm very sorry, but you missed b'mezid. We're not helping you. So it's Bahar now. It's not Emor anymore. So Mimela, that part fits in. So it comes out like this, that in two halachas, the Vilna Gaon is going to be used. Number one, you can only lay the one Shabbos back. Just like they only help you on davening one back, here also they only help you on one back. Secondly, just like they only help a person who did a b'shoigig or ba'ines, so also by missing laning, they only help you if it's a b'shoigig ba'ines. However, as far as which one you do first, over there they don't go together. Because by tashlumin, since the name of the tefillah is tashlumin, so therefore you do the Chayvas HaShah, and then only afterwards you do the Tashlumin. But when it comes to the laning, over there you do both of them as the real laning for the Shabbos. Okay. Now, I want to mention two other halachas.
He's arguing with the Shulchan Aruch then.
Again?
Shulchan Aruch says Bitlu.
Oh, what are we going to do with the word Bitlu, you mean? So yeah. What can I say? I see that the Be'er Halacha is not so gedaiget. He thinks the word bitlu could be even for shaygeg. I don't have much more to say. I mean, I don't have anything more to say. That's the only thing I could. Now, there's one other thing. I have two other things to say. I'll mention like this. What's the din with the Arba Parshias? Our missing Arba Parshias. So on this, it says Mefurish in the Mishnah Berurah that if they miss any of the Arba Parshias, there's no makeup for it. The Shaila is, why is it more chamur than the missing a Shabbos of Leini? Where over there, Shulchan Aruch says you are allowed to make it up. So there's a Chuvis based David, and he says that the Chilik is like this, because David. Who is the base David? I don't know. I don't know. Sorry. The one who I saw it brought down in is the Yechav Das from Rav Avadia. He has a tshuva on missing a parsha, and he brought down the tshuva's base David. It's in Chelek Gimel Simin Nun Beis of Yechav Das. So tshuva's base David asked the Shaila, why is it different? And he answers, I hold that the reason why you make up by laning is because you're not really making up. You know, back to that svara. It's because Moshe Rabbeinu just is makbid that you should start by Bereishis, finish by Simchas Torah, and do it how you want. So you're not
doing. That's the case. Then why is there a distinction between going from one sefer to another sefer?
What would you mean when you said going from one sefer to another?
From Yaakov Bakude to Vayikra.
Oh, you're referring to the Shaila in the Paiskim, if you're allowed to go from Vayakov Bakude to Vayikra or not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, the reason given over there why some Paiskim say that you're not allowed to do Vayakal Pekude and Vayikra together, or for that matter, even like just Pekude and Vayikra, is because the Shara Ephraim says that the way you're supposed to always lay two parshias in one Shabbos is by calling up one of the Oilim to be Mechaber the two parshias together. Like any time you have a Mechubarim, one man is going to get an Aliyah, which is going to attach the two together. You know, he's going to start in one and finish in the other. And it's not right to have one person get an aliyah in two different svarim, let's say in Vayikra and Shmois together. That is a svar he gives, and therefore he says you should never do from Pekude into Vayikra. That's what he says. Mm-hmm. The Aruch HaShulchan says, I don't know where this comes from. He says, where's the Isser? Show me, where's the Isser that you're not allowed to have one aliyah from Shmois into Vayikra? He never heard of it, and he holds do it. He says you should do it, and there's quite a few Achareinim, I wrote down who they are, who all say you could do it. The Mishnah Berurah himself brings from the Ikari Hadat that says in the name of Chuvas Dvar Moshe that you could do it.
Why does it have to be one aliyah?
That's true. But there, because he's saying the minig is that whenever you have a double parsha, then you do that. So they bring the he said that what he thinks he should do is to be choishish for this idiot of not having one man lane from two. So lane it, do the Pekude and the Vayikra, but don't make it one aliyah. Okay, the minig is that you usually try to do a one aliyah. In this case, you'll have a vater on that minig, and you'll just have one aliyah, like you said, basically. That's what he held you should do as the hachra. Anything you do, you have al milisma. Because the Aruch HaShulchan says, I don't hear the whole problem. Just do it the same way, give the revi, the aliyah, and just go straight from Pekude to Vayikra. It doesn't bother. Rav Chaim says, go ahead and do one aliyah in Pekude and the other aliyah in Vayikra. And then you have those who are very machmir about it, Mishnah Berurah brings, those who say, no, you can't do it at all. But it looks like the, I don't know, the Aruch HaShulchan says do it. The Mishnah Berurah is mashma, you could do it. And the Kaf HaChaim also says to do it. But anyways, getting back to the Arba Parshias, over there the Mishnah Berurah says, there's no makeup on Arba Parshias at all. And this Chuvas Beis David is saying that that's the reason. Because by laning, there is no set Parshias. You can do anything you want, really. So it's not a Tashlumin, so it's okay. But when it comes to Arba Parshias, it says right in the Shas, in Chazal, that they made this week for Shkolim, this week for so on. And Mamela over there, you can't fool around. You can't do it. So what I'm just clearing is, well, that's all true if you go not like the Vilna Gaon, who says that the idea of doing parshas is because there's no set weeks. But the way I just explained in the Vilna Gaon, he's going that there really is set weeks, which is like the second svar of the Zeruah. And just the Chazal will help you and make a takana for you and move it to the next week for you. So if they're going to help me and move that to the next week, who knows? Maybe they would even help me and move, a parashas chedesh too for me. For, you know, like we just said, even though it's only one kehila, balamaisa received by tashlumi, they help one kehila. So maybe over here, the Vilna Gaon would be makom. And he would say that they would move. I don't know for sure. Of course, I don't know if you can rely. First of all, I'm sure everyone will just say you have to do what it says in the Mishnah Berurah. And Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says he can't move it. And I saw also there, Rav Avadi Yosef also says you can't move it. He paskins you can't move it. The only thing he's makel on is if you miss Parshas Parah, he'll let you move it to Parshas HaChodesh. And the reason why Parah has a special kula is because of a Yerushalmi, which is quoted in Rashi and in the other and the Rif, that the Yerushalmi asks, why is Para actually before Chodesh? In the history, the way it went was, first came Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and the very first Para Duma was burnt on Beis Nisan. So why don't they have Para after Chodesh? So the Yerushalmi answers, because we like being makdim in Tahara on Klal Yisrael. And Para is Para, so we like doing it early. So somehow, I don't know how you can rely on this Ladina, but he does. He says, so he brings the Chidah says this and others. So since really Para belongs later, but the evidence, if you skip Para, they'll let you do it with Chodesh, get two Sefer Torahs, and you give one Aliyah to Chodesh and one Aliyah to Para. But only Para is the only one he's making on. Okay, so I just bring up, according to the Gra, Yesh La'ayin, maybe there could be a svara that they could let you make tashlumin on any of the four.
Do you think it would make a difference if Rov Kehilas of Klal Yisrael missed the Parsha of the Chodesh?
Ah, you mean maybe if it's Rov Kehilas, it's even more.
Right.
I don't know.
Probably the case.
I don't know. I hear. That's a good question. I don't know what to say. That's way beyond my pay grade. Yeah. Okay, my one last shayla. The Chochma Shloime clears a shayla like this. We talked about before that if you missed Vayakol Pekude, ain't no takana. There's no takana because you can't have three. What if you missed, let's say this year, Kisisa? Is there any Yetzer for you? So he says, Mistama, he thinks, yeah. Why? I think that you should do Kisisa and Vayakol, which won't go over the three parsha limit, and I'll skip Pekude, and then I'll do Pekude with Vayikra, and then I'll be okay. I'll do two now and two like that. So he says, but Lamaisa, I'm from the Shitas, I'm from those who hold you don't do Pekude with Vayikra. So because of that, I wouldn't let you do it because I don't hold you're allowed to mix two Svarim together. But in other words, he holds that, let's say it would be Truma Tetzaveh, then you would do it. In other words, what you would do is Mishpat and Truma this week, save Tetzaveh for, you know, Vayter, and do it with Kisisa. But if you, that's what he holds, the Reb Shlomo Kluger, it's on the page right there. But if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, he says never. He says any time that you missed, let's say, Mishpatim, then you can't do anything about it because you have three now. You have Mishpatim, Truma, Tetzaveh, and you can't have three, and that's it. So he doesn't like, obviously, he doesn't like this Eitzah. You can't save Tetzaveh for next week. So the question is, why doesn't he like that? What does he have against that? So I want to say that the Mishnah Berurah is going Lashitasa because he brings a little earlier on from the Noida Behuda the following shayla. Let's say they didn't lane on Shabbos the laning, right? They missed the laning on Shabbos. And now they know that next Shabbos they're going to lane two parshas. What do they do Monday and Thursday? So the Dog of Mervava says, maybe you'll say, maybe lane from the old parsha. Zakter, no. There's a klal gadol. The first thing you have to always do is the chayva of na. You never are mevater on the chayva of na. If you have room to make up, to do others, gezuntehe. But you first do na. So memela, since this week, Lamaisa really is the week of, you know, the new parsha, the Monday and Thursday is going to have to go like the new parsha. He says, how do I know this klal? So he says, because look at the case, the original case of the person who missed, let's say, Vayakol Pekude. So we say that when it comes to Vayikra, you're finished. Why? Because you can't do three, and we're not going to let you do it. Takana l'chatzai. So how affect the Dogma Revolver? Why? I'll tell you what to do. Do Vayakol Pekude this week. And say Vayikra for next week with Tzav. And then you'll have two and two. So Zark the Dagam of Rabbi, you see from here, you never mevatel what you have right here. What you have right here comes first. Then if you could add whatever you could add. And the Mishnah Berurah likes that a lot. And he says, look at the Rava. Rava says a good svara for what he's saying. So I believe that's why the Mishnah Berurah also holds that the same thing, if let's say this week is Vayakha Pikudei, so the Chachma Shleima tying it, so do Kisisa with Vayakal, right? And then save Pikudei for next week and do it with Vayikra. No, according to Dagal Mirvava's rule, the halacha always is that you don't mavater on what you're supposed to do this week. So first you got to take care of Vayakha Pikudei, and now you're already finished, so you can't do any more. That's why I think that the Pshat in the Shita of the Mishnah Berurah is. Okay, now I just want to mention a few small halachas, a little nekudas. Number one, there's a very interesting Mishnah Berurah in Simon Kuf Mem Gimel. I don't remember the Sif Katan, that he says if let's say you have a minion, they have no Sefer Torah, they should still have someone say the whole Parsha from a Chumash. So that could be Nagaya, if there will be such a thing. That's a good thing to hear. The second thing is that there's a machloikis when you make up the parsha, where exactly you do it. The Shaar Ephraim says that if you end up, you know, whatever week it is that you get a Sefer Torah and you have to do some makeup, the Revi is the one that should get the attaching between the two. That's his Shita. That's usually done by every mechubarim, but the Kaf HaChaim Dinzach, he says, no, it's more important that every one of the seven oilim get a little piece in the main parsha of the week. And therefore, you should do the Kohen, the whole parsha, and get him into the new parsha, and that's how you should do it. Now, I just mentioned that machlokes, lechayra, has a little to do with the earlier machlokes. Meaning that if you learn like the Arzarua and Eli Rabba, that there really is no such thing as parshas, and whatever you're up to, that's what you're doing. That sounds to be more like the Shaar Ephraim, really. That so then, you know, last week's parshas also. The way that the Kaf HaChaim seems to be looking at it is like really sort of like Tashlumin. He's like really looking at it like the real parsha this week is only the second one. The first one is like Tashlumin, so get everyone into the main parsha. The way that I explained, even the Vilna Gaon holds that they're both main parshas. And that's why you lay that one first. So the Kaf HaChaim is a Chiddush, but that is what the Kaf HaChaim holds. And then the last thing that I want to mention is what the Shaar Ephraim comes out. He says, what do you do if you have a shul that some of the people heard laning and some didn't? Some missed it and some heard it. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Psak, the Achra of the Shaar Ephraim, that if Roiv people didn't hear it, then you have to make it up. But if Roiv people did hear it, ain't Tzorich Lahashlim. But I saw in the Piskei Tshuvas, he makes a good diak and he brings it from Svarim, that when it says ain't Tzorich, the Mishnah Berurah said, didn't say Einoi Mashlim, he said Einoi Tzorich Lahashlim. Which means that the yesod of this din is al tircha de tzibur. You can't expect the rov of the tzibur to be matriach for the mir of the tzibur. But about if the rov of the tzibur is happy to do it, say it's nichdam. Want to help the people that didn't hear it that they should, you know, be mevater their time for him. Then about it, Mishabur never said you shouldn't do it. So as long as there's 10 people that missed it, then you could for sure do it. And it's only that there's no chiyuv unless you have roiv of the tzibur that didn't hear it. Then it's mamash a chiyuv to be mashed. Okay, this is the shmuz.